Today's Smoothie Saturday is another Superfood Smoothie Saturday, and we are going to be talking about spirulina. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Smoothie Saturdays. We're continuing our series on superfoods, all those really nutrient-dense ingredients that you can add to your smoothies to power your day. Today, we're going to be talking about spirulina. It's an ingredient very much like chlorella, and it's a single-celled green algae. It boasts 60 to 70% protein, all the essential amino acids and essential fatty acids, and abundance of vitamins, minerals, and enzymes. You can see from its dark, rich green color when I pull it out that it is loaded with chlorophyll. So this is another great way to get your greens. Spirulina is known to be a powerful antioxidant, boosts your immune system, is antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. It is also supposed to be good to help lower heavy metal toxicity in your body. Spirulina is highly absorbable. Your body can assimilate 90 to 100% of the spirulina it takes in. Spirulina contains the blue pigment, which is why it is referred to as blue-green algae, making it a blood-building oxidant, antioxidant. Spirulina contains an important omega-6 called GLA, gamma-linolenic acid. And WebMD says that gamma-linolenic acid, GLA, is used for conditions that affect skin, including skin sclerosis, psoriasis, and eczema. It's also used for rheumatoid arthritis, heart disease, metabolic syndrome, diabetic nerve pain, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, depression, chronic fatigue syndrome, and hay fever. So you're probably wondering how it works. And I know the omega-6s kind of get a bad rap because people get a lot of them in their meats. But if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you don't get many of them in your diet. So you still do need them. The body converts them to substances that reduce inflammation and cell growth. So that's how they work. So today we're going to make a superfood smoothie with spirulina. And we're going to actually make two variations on it, because one's going to have bananas to sweeten it. And since I can't have bananas and lots of people can't have bananas, we're going to make a variation with papayas today. So if you can't have bananas, you could use papayas as a substitute, but you could also use mangoes as a substitute. And what I did was I froze them last night, because we're actually going to be using these amazing apricots that we got in our organic box this week. And they just look so delicious that I thought we would add them to our smoothie, but they're not frozen either, so I wanted to have something to make our smoothies cold. So I'm gonna make mine first with the frozen papaya. Papaya is great for your skin. I don't know why I just said that. Maybe it is good for your skin, but I know it's good for your digestive system. We're going to use, now, papaya is not very sweet. Apricots aren't that sweet, so we are going to, that's a lot of papaya, it's too much. We are going to sweeten these, because also spirulina is quite bitter. Pull out a little bit more. There's enough papaya there for two smoothies for sure. So I'm going to put in, I think, 4 of these apricots. Apricots are loaded with iron, so they're good if you have anemia or if you're tired. Was that 4? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. Great. So we are definitely going to sweeten these. I'm going to put 2 dates in mine. I soak them for a bit. And I pulled some red Russian kale from my garden this morning for some more greens. This is getting to be a big smoothie. It's good because we are going to film yoga for herniated discs this morning. So this will be a superfood smoothie to power me through my filming this morning. So teaspoon of spirulina. And then last night I made hazelnut milk, which My Hiram did not like, don't put hazelnuts in your Hiram. I was noticing this morning when I was cleaning out my screen. Can you see all that dark green from the spirulina? I was cleaning out my Hiram screen this morning. It's looking a little dented from those hazelnuts. So don't put make your hazelnut milk in your Hiram if you have one. Learn that from me. Okay, and then we're going to blend that up. Okay, I already poured this. You can't wait to go film yoga for herniated discs. Okay, let's test this out. That's yummy. It's got a tangy taste. Okay, I won't bore you by making Tim's. This is exactly the same, except it's going to have frozen bananas in it instead. So have an awesome day. Leave your comments below. Let me know what you think of this superfood smoothie.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.